Venter City Planning Board meeting, July 9th, 2025.
Please take your seats. The July 9th, 2025 meeting of the Venter City Planning Board is now in session. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice that this meeting was advertised in the press and the current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we'll rise and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone this evening. We have a busy agenda, and we'll try to move through it very quickly. Everybody gets their time and their talk, and so on. This time, we'll have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Here.
Joey Nizelli?
Here.
Jay Cook?
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Mike Wiesen?
Here.
Peter Chaco?
Here.
Tim Coop?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Wendy Bartlett?
Here.
Absent are Mayor Kriebel, Lorraine Salata, and Jessica Stilley.
At this point, we have adoption of the minutes of last meeting of June 23rd, 2025. Are there any amendments or changes to said minutes?
No abstain, Mr. Chairman.
I'd have an abstention by Commissioner Landgraf. At this time, I have a motion and a second for adoption, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. We have two resolutions this evening. Again, they're P18 of 2025, 18 North Troy Avenue, LLC. We have P19 of 2025, SJ House Properties, LLC. Are there any changes or amendments to said resolutions? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second, please, for adoption?
Motion.
I'll make a second.
Have a motion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
We have one abstention by Commissioner Landgraf. The resolutions are hereby adopted. This evening we have many applications to be heard. The order of event will be 105 South Troy Avenue, and then 12 South Washington Avenue, 10 South Harvard Avenue, and then 5107 Winchester. This time, the first applicant is that of Mario Moose. Is it Muzio?
Close enough, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Close enough.
Do you wish to do a preamble on this?
Yes.
Mr. Abbott?
How are you?
Have your witnesses sworn in, please?
I do. I have several. Guy Muzio is right here at my left. John Bornhart's at my right. That's it for now.
And then Mr. Roger McLaren will do a preamble first, and then you will start your application.
Okay, I'll get Mr. McLaren.
You want me to have him sworn in?
Yes, please.
Yeah, John and Mr. Muzio, just stand up, state your name and address or business address, and I'll submit it to you and together, then I'll get Roger sworn in.
Guy Muzio, 115 South Troy, Venter.
John Barnhart, 400 North Dover Avenue, Atlantic City.
And please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
And Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
How many you got?
I do.
Thanks.
Mr. Barnhart, for the record, please state your qualifications.
Certainly. I'm a licensed professional engineer, licensed professional planner, certified municipal engineer in the state of New Jersey.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Barnhart's qualifications are acceptable to the board. Roger, please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, board members,
My report is based on the application of Dan Muzio, 115 South Troy Avenue, Block 30, Lot 2, Lincoln, New Jersey, Beach Block, Zone R3, Single Family Zoning District, preliminary firm zone, elevation 10, incomplete, material review from bottom of page 1, continued on page 2, as well as the survey and plans presented on page 2. The zoning chart is on page 2 and 3. Just a project description, the applicant proposes to extend an existing non-conforming front yard deck, which is non-conforming to front side yard setbacks. Front yard decks are permitted encroachment, provided that the front yard setback of the house needs a required setback of 12 feet. So you're allowed a 5-foot encroachment, which is a 7-foot setback. So zoning chart, I highlighted, shaded yellow or gray, black and white for them. There's four variances identified, front yard setback for the deck for the second floor, where a 7-foot is a minimum permitted deck setback, 1.9 feet exists, and 1.9 feet is proposed. It's an expansion of a non-conforming front yard setback for the deck or encroachment, however you want to look at it. Side yard deck setback, second floor deck on the left, whereas 5 feet is a minimum permitted side yard setback, and 3.7 feet is proposed. They're showing 3.7 feet because that's where the house is now, existing non-conforming setback. Lot coverage, whereas 75% is the maximum permitted lot coverage, 98.3% exists, and 98.5% is proposed. I didn't know if that was a typo. It's an open deck, it doesn't count as lot coverage, plus there's already pavement underneath, but I think you are covering some landscaping. So landscape coverage total in front, whereas 25% is the minimum required total landscape coverage, about 1.7% exists, and 1.5% is proposed. And I just took that from the lot coverage, and the applicant can confirm or deny that, or amend it. Couple comments, both waivers can be granted. They asked for a waiver for landscaping plan and a survey ordered in 10, 2 years. I believe going by the site, that the site really has not changed in 2 years, or 3 years when that survey was done. Lot coverage is somewhat excessive for Beach Block, where there's high recharge value, and the site's in R3, and I turn over to the applicant this time.
Scott, you're up, it's all yours. First of all, are you congruent with Roger McLaren's report?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Are you congruent with Roger McLaren's report?
Congruent, yes. I think it's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, he does a good job once in a while. Right, Roger?
I especially like that part where he says the variance may be seen as fitting in with the neighborhood, I'm very happy to see that. As a matter of fact, a bunch of the neighbors have come and supported us, the neighbor immediately adjacent, the one two houses away, the ones who would be perhaps most impacted by this deck extension if you were allowed, they're all in support of it, they don't think it harms them at all. It's a small addition to their existing decking. Muzio family has owned this property since 1983. Guy is sitting here with me, he's available to testify, and I have John Barnhart, perhaps one of the greatest professional witnesses that one could call, and so I shall call him now.
Is this a sitcom or what?
Yes. And I have two exhibits. I guess they're the plans we've submitted, but we have them mounted so he can refer them. John, you want to take over? You've already given your qualifications, and I know the board's very familiar with you.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go over, what's the variance all about?
So the application is rather simple. This is a case where we have a homeowner who has had his home and kept it in pristine condition for many years. It is materials that we don't see a whole lot on Beach Block houses. It is a low profile home that is not, you know, built way up in the air because it is an older home, and he's trying to preserve the character of that home. But he's also trying to gain some additional outdoor living space because these lots of shallows are only 2.5 feet deep, and the only outdoor living space he had at this point is part of the existing decks, and he's just trying to make that space just a little bit better for himself and his family so that he can actually have a full table and chairs out there, be able to have dinner out there and enjoy the things that most beach block homes already have. So the proposal is, if you look at the photos that are on the master plan, you can see the two views of the home. You'll see at the second level, there is a deck that projects out to 1.9 feet from the front property line. And then that jumps back as it goes over the top of the garage. The proposal is simply to follow that existing line of the deck that projects further and fill in the deck that is closer to Red Gallery. So the hatch area that you see right there, that's the entirety of the project. The setback as proposed will match what's there at 1.9 feet. We look at this from an airline open space perspective, where we create any issues with regard to blocking the views from our neighbors. The area, the setback is already on the beach side, so we believe this really has no real negative impact of view blocking. Additionally, the property immediately to the west of us, the home is built much higher, so their deck, that's would be considered the same level of this deck, is considerably higher, so they're actually looking across the top of this deck. They would not actually be blocked by this deck, or I should say their view would not be. And with regard to coverage, we are creating a slight increase in coverage, as you can see on the master plan, and that's a result of a slight reduction in the planter that exists on the property today. What we are proposing to do is to not eliminate that planter, but slide it further into the right of way and be consistent with some of our neighbors. If you look, many of our neighbors have landscaping that goes right out to the back of the sidewalk. So the plan is to basically just take that planter, move it forward toward the street, so that we still have nice planting in front of our deck structure, but it would be reducing the concrete that is in front of the deck.
So we know, so we can dwell on that for a moment. We know the board favors landscaping. Most of our neighbors do have their landscaping out. There's plenty of room for the sidewalk. We wouldn't intrude on the existing sidewalk, but bring that landscaping out to add some more to the neighborhood. So, certainly willing to do that.
So, with regard to justification for the variance, I think that the application can be justified under both the C1 and the C2 criteria. I think that the hardship condition here is that he's dealing with the existing condition. In order to further improve his property, variances of some sort are necessary to be asked for. Because of the depth, the relatively shallow depth of the property is 2.5 feet, that again creates a scenario where the decks on the front of his home due to the existing condition creates a hardship condition. I think secondarily that this can be justified under the C2 criteria, where the benefits of the deviation outweigh any potential detriments. The benefits being that by allowing him to do this, he's able to maintain and keep this existing structure, which is, as I said, is a lower profile structure than many of the newer homes. Is less impactful to the neighbors in the neighborhood because of this height. So we believe that for those reasons, the general welfare would be advanced because this would actually benefit the neighborhood by allowing them to expand at its lower level. With regard to the negative criteria, is there a substantial detriment to the zone plan and zoning ordinance? If this were a new construction, we certainly would be asking for a 1.9 foot setback on the front or a 3.7 foot setback on the side. Those are the existing setbacks. We're just following or staying within the confines of the footprint of the existing structure. With regard to the second prong of the negative criteria, whether there is any substantial detriment to the public good, as you heard Mr. Abbott discuss, our client loves his neighborhood, went through talking with neighbors. We don't see that a lot, unfortunately, in some of these applications. Has made them comfortable with it. I think some of them are here to testify this evening. So hopefully you'll see that what is being proposed here fits in well with the neighborhood because the neighbors are happy. So for those reasons, we believe that the positive and the negative criteria are established and the variances can be granted. I just want to go through the variances technically speaking because I kind of just brushed through them. It's a 1.9 foot front yard setback to the deck. And then it's a 3.7 foot side yard setback to the deck again. That's the existing side setback of the house now, and that's the existing front setback of the porch now. And then the other two variances are with regard to total lot coverage, where there's a slight increase by 0.2% because a portion of the planter that's on the property actually would get eliminated But the overall landscaping would actually still be there, it would just be moved into the right of way. This number still goes up in coverage because it's no longer on the property. And then the front yard landscaping, as is indicated in writing report, also is a variance of this application. That's all I have.
John?
Yes, sir.
There's a question. Did you investigate any of the opportunities of removing any surfaces that were non-percolating and increase the percolating surfaces? Is there anything possible there?
So the issue with that, Mr. Cook, is access around the building. The side yards of this area of this building are relatively narrow.
They are very narrow.
So the reality of pulling up some concrete, just for sake of pulling up some concrete, it's not going to create value, in my opinion, for infiltration. And just keep in mind that we're essentially not adding any impervious coverage.
So you did look at it.
We did look at it, and that's why our client wanted to still create an aesthetic. And the reality of it is, we are actually reducing some impervious coverage that's in the right of way right now. So we are taking away some concrete that is currently there and creating this new planter area.
Thank you. I have one other further question is,
yes, sir.
Is there a fire zone in front of this? Would the fire zone extend in front of this structure?
Can't park in front of your house?
You mean the street end zone? The street end,
yes,
fire zone?
Yeah. Yes.
You can't park from the beginning of my driveway to the boardwalk. They just did that this year.
Right.
So there's no streets called, it's crosswalks and
it's all crossed off in yellow.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a fire zone. Yep. Now, do a lot of people come in and turn around in your driveway?
It's funny you asked that question.
Okay. Of course they do.
They absolutely do.
Okay.
And actually, there's another phenomenon that's going on, that at 4 o'clock, there's a half a dozen trucks that park there where people are waiting to get their beach chairs put in their cars and trucks. It's the unintended consequence there. And yes, they use my driveway.
The rhythm of a beach block.
I'm willing to deal with that.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
While I have you up here, do you have any more questions for Mr. Barnhart or anybody?
How important is the deck for you on the second floor to use for outdoor living and dining to add to your resort, the quality of your resort experience?
Well, it is important. And for the simple reason is, when we extended the deck on the second floor, we only did it a quarter of the way because that was enough for my family. Now, my two daughters collectively have 3 kids. We've kind of outgrown the deck. There's no other place to go. If we want to have dinner outside on the deck, there's no place to do it for everyone to sit. So that deck right now that's narrow is not useful at all. To bump it out, I can now put a table out there and have a family meal out there.
It's only 5 feet. It's not usable.
It's not usable. If you put a chair there, you can't walk by. And honestly, the only thing I can use it for is I do yoga in the morning. It's the width of a yoga mat. That's all you can do. And also, aesthetically, it'll make the house look more like a seashore beach home. I'd like to think it does now, but it looks a little chopped up because that deck doesn't go all the way across. And the intention is just to have the awning exactly the same way, so it looks contiguous, and it's aesthetically it will look a little bit more together.
Are you residing full time, or are you still a seasonal resident?
We are seasonal residents. However, my daughter bought a house on Avalon Avenue, and the two kids are there, so we are here for every holiday for 2 weeks, and we come down literally every other weekend so we can see the kids.
God love you.
So I feel like I'm a full-time resident.
God love you.
Thank you.
So
we did represent to you that he had talked to his neighbors, and I'd like him just very briefly go over that.
And ask one more question. I have one more question. Would you consider, as an ornament or anything, or not making it mandatory, but look at the investigate, possibly putting a potted tree on the corners of your deck or something like that to enhance the escape of the home? Is it practical? Is it practical? Is it?
Pull that mic closer to you.
Yes. Would you consider looking at a potted tree on the corners of your deck to make it more scenic?
Oh, potted trees on the deck?
Yes. I'm not making it mandatory, but I'm asking you a question.
I would absolutely consider it, and I would deeply appreciate a recommendation of a tree that survives the wind burn from the ocean, because I've in fact done that, and the tree dies every year, but I would certainly consider that.
This gentleman right here, Mr. McLaren, can advise you.
Okay. I go to Home Depot and buy new palm trees every year. That's all I do.
If you can't, nothing. It's a suggestion.
Yeah, I would absolutely consider that. And listen, can I speak a little bit more?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I recognize that the town would like to have things green, and that's why, you know, I suggested that we move the first floor garden out as far as we can, and I would intend to populate that with trees and flowers, hire a landscape architect to do it, as long as it looks natural and not manicured, because that's my wife's requirement. But we would absolutely put more trees in the front of the house.
I'm assuming that's yours too. Now, it's just a suggestion, and I think you're a man of pride, and if you can make it work, you can do it.
I'll certainly look into it, and I'll ask Roger about recommendations on trees.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I have talked to all my neighbors. I have two of my neighbors, one at 107, one at 111, who are here. Our immediate neighbor at 115, the Abels, it's their granddaughter's birthday today, so they're in Philly. They wrote a letter. I went over the plans with them. Their deck is higher than mine, and they have no issue with it either.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have one question, and Guy answered it. Just to put it on, to make it more clear, the canopy will be out over the second, because that's a lot of times what people are concerned about, having a roof over top. So you are going to expand the canopy over the second, expanded portion.
Yeah, I want to support Burgess awning by having them take it down every winter. It'll be a canvas awning that comes down in the off season, and it'll look exactly like the one that's existing and is bumped up, so there's a continuity on the facade of the house that looks good, pleasant.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're good.
Okay.
I do have the neighbors here.
Well,
maybe they would wave. I don't think it's necessary to bring up swearmen. I know you've got other applicants.
No, we'll handle that.
Okay.
Now, any board members who wish to have discussion or questions?
One thing, Jed, and I think, Roger, if you can confirm this, when we allowed some of these landscaping beds to come out into the right-of-way, we don't require them to get a license. Because they're so low.
The only time we would require a license if there's a retaining wall higher than 12 inches.
Okay, so if it's below 12, what we're talking about, Scott, is that planter area. You won't need a license for it from the city to be in the right of way, because it's so low. So just want to make that on the record so you guys know.
And I'll note that in the resolution, assuming you're approved, so you don't get held up with permits or whatever.
Just for clarity's sake, there's this low timber, like a timber curb there now.
Right.
The proposal is to match what's there now.
Perfect. Less than a foot.
It's only about 2 inches.
Okay. At this time, we wish to open it up to the public. Is there anyone who wishes to make comment regarding this application? Is there anyone who wishes to make public comment regarding this application?
I think that's good enough.
Okay. It's their choice. There's no one here that's formally requesting to speak before the board. So therefore, the public portion is now closed. Mr. Abbott, do you have anything further to add?
No.
You rest. You're complete.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Board members, any questions of the applicant or our professionals?
No.
This time, Leo, could you please frame a motion in the affirmative? We'll go to roll call vote.
Sure, it's a C variance application. There's four variances. I'll summarize them, and we'll need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote. So it's a front yard setback to the deck on the second floor of 1.9 feet or 7 feet to the requirement. There's the side yard setback to the second floor deck on the left side, 3.7 feet or 5 feet is required. Lot coverage, 75% is permitted. They're at 98.3, and they're just gone up to 98.5%. And then landscaping coverage, 25% is required. They have 1.7%. It's going down to 1.5%. I'll note that they don't need an encroachment license for the landscaping, so it's just so you don't get held up with permits or anything like that. There is two checklists or submission waivers from a formal landscaping plan, and the survey is older than 2 years. And as far as conditions, I'll just note anything, the standard conditions, anything in Mr. McLaren's report, subject to any outside approvals you may need, and subject to any representations made during the course of the hearing. You could speak to Roger about the trees, but that was more of just a recommendation or something to consider. It's not a formal requirement.
Okay. I may have a motion to adopt.
I'll make the motion.
And a second.
I'll second.
I'll have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Commissioner Langriff?
I think this is a reasonable addition to that second floor deck. It's not impacting the neighbors as they are here, and they did not object. And we do appreciate you guys coming out. It helps us. We don't live there. You know, we're looking at the whole city. So when the neighbors come out and don't object to an application, that tells me that you guys don't have an issue with it. So that helps me as a board member and a city commissioner. So I vote yes on the application. I don't have an issue with it at all.
Joe Iaconelli?
I also vote yes. That's the mic. I just move this application away. I should go over there.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes, resoundingly. I think this is a practical improvement to the house. It's an impractical improvement to the resort nature of the community. It allows flexibility for this house and for this owner and the future of the community. He's looked at ways of improving the scape of it itself with possible plantings. He can find something suitable. The essence is that 5 feet, he is right, is not a suitable decking material to be used in any function. They're asking for a little less than 12, about 11 feet, which is not onerous. So therefore, it fits within, and it's consistent with the neighborhood, and it doesn't appear to be a point of blocking or infringing upon neighbors' views and other things which are so important in beach blocks. So with that, I vote yes.
Roman Zabihas.
I also vote yes. There's no expansion of the footprint of the building. It's consistent with all the existing variances. So the variances are justified on this application.
Dan Smith III.
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. It's nice to see the family as they expand generationally. It's make room for the children, the grandchildren, and you know, it's a request to, I don't see any problem whatsoever, and I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen?
I'm going to vote yes, just because of the introduction of Josh Byrne.
Peter Tappo?
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. I think that the requests are justified, and the no detriment to this.
Tim Coop?
I also vote in favor. I think it's a logical expansion and improvement of the property, and has no negative impact.
And Greer Gaskell?
I also vote yes. I don't believe that there's a detriment to the neighborhood. The outdoor expansion, and
Mr. Muzio,
good luck, guy.
Good.
Thank you for being.
Thank you all for your time and your consideration on this and the approval.
And thank you for being a stockholder in our city.
Yep, thank you.
There's 112 Washington. No preamble on this one. Let's go straight to it.
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Swear I'm in.
Let's go. Okay, let me just, Bill, we'll get set up here in front of the microphone and we'll get started. Good? All right. Right? Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Goldstein on behalf of the applicant. This is for 12 South Washington Avenue, Leslie and Frank Mazza. With me this evening, to my right, is Mr. William McLeese. He's the architect who prepared the plans. He will be testifying on our behalf. Mr. and Mrs. Mazza are here as well. If the board wants to hear some testimony about the house, it's been in their family for a very, very long time. They actually purchased it from Mrs. Mazza's sister-in-law, so there's a little bit of history here. They want to keep the house, make it nicer, of course, and more livable, but at the same time, they weren't interested in selling or tearing it down and starting from scratch. They want to try to keep some of the historic character. I do have Roger's report. We concur. Mr. McLeese and I went over this, so if we don't want to go through it, Mr. Chairman, I will say that we're in agreement with the variances he pointed out, mostly expansions of existing nonconformities, but there's also some new stuff with the addition of the dormer. So we'll just get into the testimony of Mr. McLeese if Leo wants to swear him in.
Sure. Could you just summarize the application first for the board, please?
Okay, it's 12 South Washington. Property is looking for C variances only. There is a few variances that we need, but I think Bill can walk us through one at a time, discuss exactly why these variances are justified. Again, it's a renovation project. It's tastefully designed, not too overdone, and I guess we'll get more of that from the architect.
Okay.
All right. So, Bill, if you don't mind, Mr. Manor, swear you in, and we'll go from there.
All right. Mr. McLeese, just give us your name and business address, please.
Sure. It's William McLeese, and this is Patrick L. William McLeese Architecture,
Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. McLeese, are you a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey?
I am.
Are you a planner?
I am not.
Okay. Let the record reflect that these credentials are acceptable to the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to ask Bill to testify as to what he's been tasked to design, how we believe this house fits, of course, into the neighborhood development scheme along Washington Avenue there, and then we'll go through the variances and the positive and negative criteria. So, Bill, just talk about the plan in general, and then we can get into the details of each one.
As Eric pointed out, Mr. Mazza had that property for a number of years. The property's been in the family for even longer. It's a well-maintained property that they have improved over time, but obviously, I'm sure you've heard the story, not even that long ago, that families grow, they want to make space for the next generation. So we're looking to do an expansion which is contained within the footprint of the existing building. So we're going up to create a third floor on top of the existing two-story structure. If I can direct you to Mr. McCarney's report, you'll see the photograph of the property from the street. You'll see that it is in fact well maintained, relatively recently upgraded. I should point out, just in response to some of the comments in the report with regards to landscaping, It's actually a pre-law landscape across the front, even though that's not reflected on our site plan. We kind of focused on the addition being on the third floor, but you'll see it, a considerable amount of landscaping in that front yard. And there is actually one street tree already in front of the property, but we're not opposed to creating the governor strip and then adding an additional street tree. We couldn't have two because we just don't have enough frontage for that. So kind of directed to the property, look on our sheet, G00, you'll see the envelope diagram, at least the vision of front elevation, showing the proposed third floor addition there. Also, a three-dimensional view in that top right corner where you see the addition coming out of the hip roof. There are some variances that are created as a result of this improvement, first of which is the front yard variance. And maybe I should direct you to our floor plan so we can see that. So, the existing front yard has decks in front of it on the first and second floor. The third floor is being constructed in line with the first, with the building wall, the floor to the left. So we're kind of continuing that building wall up, although it is a slight variance from what is, what the requirements are right now. In addition to that, there is a small deck, which Mr. McLaren points out, at that third floor, which projects out. And that really was just added as an amenity to be able to have, you know, a table and chair to sit out there and, you know, take advantage of the view, have a cup of coffee. There's an effect what we're creating here on the third floor is more or less a function of family room for gathering for the kids and a small bedroom in the rear of the deck. So, obviously, continuation of the level of fit and finish that the existing house has, it's a desirable visual improvement to the property, creating the first floor, creating the third floor addition and introducing the third floor deck on top of the existing first and second floor deck.
And Mr. McLeese, looking at the plan, of course, the shape of the second floor, third floor on top almost matches completely. So you're going back in the same wall pattern as well, correct?
It actually steps back on the corners and you're trying to set back, you know, kind of step back and then here and in the rear elevation, each of the corners kind of steps back, creates a cruciform plan at that third floor level, reduces the third floor footprint. You're trying to be sensitive to that requirement. While also introducing dormers and creating the, you know, the space needed for the stair and space needed for the back.
So even though we need variances, the third floor doesn't go outside of what's below it. It's actually less than that. And it, you know, with the dormers, of course, it creates the variances, but we're not looking for that third floor to match the second floor exactly.
That's correct.
Good.
If I direct you to the north elevation on RCA 2.00, you see what is the front elevation of the house. The right-hand side of the property is relatively close to the side yard there. And again, we're constructing that third floor more or less stacking on the wall above. We've indicated 2 foot in change, but we actually will modify that slightly to be in excess of 3 feet, probably 3'1". So we'll modify that side yard slightly so they can have windows on that level. Because otherwise, as you may be aware, if you're 3 foot or less, you can't have windows because of the proximity to the property. So that will be incorporated in the final revised plan on the side level.
And that's a building code issue, not a zoning issue.
That's correct. In regards to the rear yard, you'll see the existing rear yard is 3 foot of change, and that is kind of to pump out here. Our addition is back further, so again, we're holding that building wall. That's what's generating the rear yard variance. And really, the function of the rear yard variance is having the ability to have the bedroom at the rear. So that's what's driving that. And the building height, as Roger pointed out here, under the current requirement for the building height from the proposed +3. However, the house sits, the first floor of the house sits slightly below the +3 requirement. So while it's not a variance today, it would be a variance if it's elevated. Do I have that correct?
Correct.
Right.
So you get it now or you get it later.
So that's the reason it's prompting the height variance 6 feet.
and this is a question I had on your, flood certifications.
Yes.
With the 50% rule and so on. Are you in that rule? Are you using that rule?
Well, we don't have a choice.
Okay.
So obviously we're going to abide by, we're in the process of getting costing right now from the contractor. Obviously we're not incorporating a lift in this improvement, as you can see as it is. The hope would be to not have to. So if we have to adjust project scope as a result of the budgeting that comes back, you know, we will explore that. But yeah, obviously we have to abide by the floodplain.
How much did you say you were below the
It's inches.
Inches?
Yeah.
What, like, the 10 inches, 5
I think
inches?
I think that's actually 10 inches, yeah.
It's not 2 inches?
No.
Okay. There's always a thing, inches can be.
Yep.
Okay. So it's a little, it's not really doable easily.
Right.
Okay.
So, with regard to roof pitch, as you can see, we're incorporating a 412 roof pitch, largely because we have considerable dormers on either side of the building to create the interior dining space and then the stair on the opposite side. That's given us the headroom that we need there, which is, obviously creating the interior space that's needed. It gives the house, I think, probably a more appropriate look from the street, from the side view. With regard to how the dorms are in the main room.
And Bill, obviously 512 is required. You're one off of that.
That's correct.
In your professional opinion, is that something that would be noticeable, and especially would it be noticeable from the street 30 feet below?
I think it's noticeable in the interior environment, but I don't think it would be noticeable from the street. I really think it's de minimis.
So the traveling public between 412 and 512, maybe with the exception of Mr. Cook, probably wouldn't notice that it was off so little.
I agree with you.
Okay. And it does make a difference on the inside because it gives you a little more headroom.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's really a summation of the project. Again, I think that what we're doing here is kind of tying into what we've already done out of the house, and hopefully, we've done our job right in the end. You'll never know that there was an addition. It will look like it's been that way.
Mr. McGlaze, could you go back to page A1.01?
Floor plan?
Yeah, floor plan, A101. You have the, what appears to be, is that the deck? It is in the top of there. There's no dimensions on that that I can, you have 5.3.
I think that was the setback, right?
That was the setback, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there dimensions that are missing in there, or are they all?
The deck projects out from the building face 4 foot 6.
Could you please repeat that?
The deck from the building face?
Yes.
The face of the deck is 4 foot 6.
Okay, it's, where is that shown on your print?
It's not dimensioned, but I just scaled it.
Okay. Would you make a note to show that on your print, please?
Absolutely.
In there, in the future.
And so that third floor deck meets the side yard setbacks too, doesn't it? It's in line with the decks below.
It's in set.
That's correct.
And the principal wall of the third floor is the same distance from as the principal wall of the second floor.
With the exception of the side yard, where we're pulling it in further.
Okay. That's always admirable in there. So we're set there in that regard. And that should be labeled as a deck also.
Yes.
In there. Board members, any questions of the applicant or any explanations or requirements?
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Please.
The lot coverage, both on the plan and in Roger's report, it shows existing at 99.38% and then proposed at 58. Is that a typo?
That was one of my comments. Where is that being reduced?
Yeah.
I can think of no change to the lot coverage. So that must have gotten me like, oh, I apologize. We're really consolidating the work, doing the addition on top.
So with that being, so the actual existing lot coverage is 99, it's almost 100%. But that doesn't make sense because you have the landscaping in the front.
The landscaping, I think, encroaches in right of the side.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little bit.
So maybe what I would ask is that if we can, did I see something, the notification on here is no gutters?
It's a flat roof garden.
Right. So what I'm getting at is can we add something that collects that water off the roof and putting it into dry wells into the ground to collect that and get some recharge into there?
Yeah.
Because we're at 100% coverage or close to it. Yeah. That way we're at least getting the recharge into the ground and not, look, everybody saw the rain we got last Tuesday night. You know, the island is mostly covered with impervious surfaces. We don't have basins. Those phone calls come to me that why is my street flooding? Most folks lived in the inland, you know, inland. We have stormwater basins in there. Big holes in the ground, and when it rains, they fill up the water. Guess what those spaces are here on the island? Our streets. Our streets are going to flood on the Barrier Island because there's no room for that water. When you get an inch of rain in 45 minutes, like we did Tuesday night or more, there's no place for it to go. So if we can collect that water and you do your overflow, so if you get that much rain, it'll pop out. And it helps with freezing up too. So if we could do that, that would help a little bit. Other than that, I think, look, I love saving the old houses. I love that you guys are doing that. I have an older home, and I've said this in other applications. I'm glad my wife doesn't review these because she's wanted a dormer expansion on our house. Marcia, you know this because you've probably talked to her about it. I'm not doing it. We have two people living in our house. I'm not adding another dormer. But I like saving the old houses, so that I support the application.
We'll make sure we send her a copy to
do
that right
she
over.
Can retroactively fail your children.
We can walk into that right across down there. We'll go over. That's right. She's a teacher.
Drop it off on your way.
I'm sorry, Commissioner.
I have a question. In keeping with what the Commissioner said, you had mentioned earlier that there will be an expansion of the Governor's Strip. The press?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you go over how much?
Well, I imagine you would bring it across the front into the property with the exception of the driveway.
Okay.
And I'd love to put the recharge there, but I imagine that's not allowed.
I think I have a better location for your recharge. Just cut it in your driveway. It's all concrete.
Yeah.
Cut a strip in the middle, spill up stone and a hollow and a perforated pipe.
Okay,
so you keep it away from your foundation so it doesn't freeze and fall on your foundation.
Yeah. That's what I did in my house. It helps.
You have a size though, because you know this with the roof structure.
It's almost zero right now. So
it's got
that driveway. I would imagine that, you know, 2 foot wide trench under the driveway would be more than enough to accommodate.
And you can get the depth there because you're pretty high.
Right. Deep, you're talking 3-4 feet. If you can get that deep.
Well,
we put them in all over the place, and they do work very well.
Yeah, we
do
them all the time down here.
So the larger, because you have almost 100% coverage in there, and no percolation.
Yeah.
And Commissioner is right, we have a problem. So the more you can enhance that, and in there, the better. Now the other problem is getting the water from the one side of the house. To the if you use the driveway.
Well, if they do half the roof, that's half what the...
I understand that. What I'm saying, is there a way to handle the other side of the house too, in there? Because you can't put it up against the foundation.
No, I mean, at that point, the only other location would be the front planting area, which is, if I'm not mistaken, about 9.5 inches from the property line to the face of the deck.
I think if we can get the half, that's...
How about the back, in the back corner over here? In the back lot, you can put a square, a rectangle in there.
Possibly.
And you could take another quarter of the roof in there.
Because the center of the driveway, which is down to rejoin you, and a pipe. You get half thrown off into there.
Yeah.
Okay. But they do have that one section there you can try. With that, board members, any other further comments, questions, before we open it to the public?
I don't think they're done.
No, I just wanted to walk in, I wanted to certainly have the board raise any questions with Mr. McLeese. I do want to walk him through the positive and negative criteria, so, Mr. McLeese, you designed this plan, of course, you've heard what the board has to say, you worked very closely with the property owners, you've looked at the report of Mr. McLarnon, and we've noted the variances that we're seeking tonight. In your opinion, as a professional architect licensed by the state of New Jersey, are the variances that we're seeking in the betterment of the City of Ventnor Zone Code and the state of New Jersey Municipal Land Use Act?
Yes.
And to the extent someone could consider that there would be any negative associated with the development, although we say there is none, would the benefits of this application greatly outweigh any such negatives?
I would think so. I see no negatives to the application. I think, in all, I think it's an improvement to property, to the neighborhood, and I think it furthers Ventnor Zone.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any more questions for Mr. McLeese. Of course, if some member of the public has a question, we'll answer it, but we would rest.
You rest? Okay.
Yes.
At this time, board members, any questions of the applicant? I'll go over to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Yes, ma'am, please come forward.
My name is Jacqueline.
But you have to come forward, be sworn.
Yes.
Give us your.
Jacqueline Denny Greenberg, and I live next door at 10 South Washington.
And thank you for coming, by the way.
And,
do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
I can truthfully say that I love the Bonnises and they're wonderful neighbors. But the one thing that I love to ask the architect is, my house is like this far from the Bonnises. And I know everyone's talking about the benefits of the neighborhood, but nobody's asked the question is how it impacts the people on either side of the house. And it puts me in an awkward position because I truly think they're wonderful people and I want to have a long, wonderful relationship with them. So I don't really, and I think the house will be beautiful because they're incredibly tasteful. But just so it's clear, when something goes up to the third floor, my bedroom window is going to look out onto the side of their house. Right now, I look at sky and skyline. Indefinitely. So I'm going to look into the side of the house. That's going to be closer to my home and my bedroom than anything else in my house. And I just did outside work on my house and built a second floor deck. And I'd love to know from the architect how building a third floor deck is going to impact the view. And again, I know this is going to be tasteful, and I'm not saying not to do the work. But I do think it's important to think about the neighbors when you talk about that it's not going to impact the neighborhood anyway, because I truly am losing a window and a view. And I just spent all this money fixing up the outside of my house and building decks, and I'm now going to have two decks that are above my deck. And so it's just something to factor in as we talk about the benefit of the neighborhood is like the impact that it has on the immediate neighbors, who really, there's no question that this is not going to positively impact me, except for the fact that I would love to see the Mazas happy and grow their family and enjoy their home. But I just think it's something that we need to think about when we talk about these home improvements. What improves one house doesn't necessarily improve the lifestyle of the houses on the other side.
Is it Jackie? Yes, Jackie. They're asking for a variance for about 6 to 10 inches. In there, no matter what, the house can be above your windows by the ordinances in the city itself.
Well, it's a whole new floor.
But the height of the whole new floor, they're asking for a variance of this much. In other words, that's how much it's over the allowable height.
Right. So you're saying that the board. Lower, right. And then they can just build their house.
And as a board, we can't make them go less than that. That is the quandary, and it's the right of every citizen to do that. And we just can't just say, well, you can't do it.
Right.
And that puts us in a situation, puts you in a situation too.
Yeah.
But we're all trying to work it out and do this. So. Mr. McLeese, you have any suggestions?
The only thing that I would offer is two things. One is, if I go to the plan, I think you'll see
what I mentioned before, that the third floor is kind of a cruciform plan. So at the corners, it kind of steps back. And we did that because we wanted to be able to give the ability for, you know, sunlight and lighting to kind of make its way around the house. We kind of clustered the mass of the addition toward the center. So we kind of pulled it in as much as we could to the center of the footprint of the existing house. The reason it is as close as it is to you, and the reason we need the variance on your side, is because to get up to this floor, we stacked the new stair over the existing stair. And their existing stair runs right up that side yard wall. So that's kind of where we got to where we are. I do understand your concerns. Mr. Fitzpine pointed out the difference between what we're able to do and what's required is about a foot. You know, we're pulling right now the side yard wall, I think, is 2.94 feet from their face of their building to the property line. And I imagine yours is probably similar as well, because that's just the way they were built when they were originally constructed. We're pulling it back even further out of concerns for building and life safety needs. So that new wall is going to be a fire-rated wall, and will provide an added level of protection for both of you as compared to what's there today. So that was kind of the design logic that we went through when designing. I hope that.
No, that's helpful. Jackie. And honestly, I really just want the best for them. They are wonderful neighbors, so it's not that. It's more just like it's a lot to swallow, just because it's like literally like losing light and a view and everything else. So it's just a lot to take in.
Right. Jackie, where is the window? Is the window in the middle of your house or at the end?
It's in the center of my
house. Okay, bed. Yeah.
So
it's in, you know, the middle, more in the middle. It's a hard flash for everybody to deal with. But I have to thank you for coming and voicing your opinion and working with and asking the questions. It's good of you to do that, and you should do that. That's your
and
right.
I appreciate all of you, and I don't want to take anything away from my
neighbors. No, you're doing what you should be doing, and you have that right. And you're being very polite about the whole thing as well.
You're, Ms. Greenberg, you're 10 south, is that near the right hand side?
Yeah.
I don't think that the bulk, as the architect indicated, the bulk of the addition is going to be back a little bit. It's where your window is, it's going to be right there. But at least your deck should be okay. Just looking at, I'm looking at a street view of it now. Because your third floor deck should be looking out towards the beach, and where they did step that in. They didn't make the front as wide, I would say, I guess.
Right.
That might help some of that.
Is there anyone else in the public who wishes to speak? Hearing none or seeing no requests, the public portion of this application is now closed.
I'm going to say thank you. No, I'm just, Mr. Chairman, thank you to the neighbor. We know it's tight. These properties are very close together. Everything one property owner does affects everybody else. So it's great that she came out. We have Mr. McLeese designing this in a way that hopefully has a minimal impact on her and other neighbors. So we believe we've established a positive and negative. We believe that this application, by keeping the house, by maintaining as much of the sight lines and as much of the historic character of the house as possible, kind of keeps us in a great spot, especially with the governor's trip. So we would rest and put our application in as submitted, relying on Roger's report and his conditions, and that's it.
Okay. At this time, is there any further questions by the board of our applicant or our professionals? If not, okay, could you frame a motion in the affirmative as all or nothing?
Okay. Yeah, it's a C variance application. I'll summarize them, and then we'll need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote. So the front yard setback to the building, 10.2 feet, where 12 feet's required. Side yard setback on the right side, 2.94 feet, where 4 feet's required. The rear yard setback is 9.35 feet, where 10 feet's required. the height, they're going to be at 31.49 feet, where 31 feet's permitted, so it's a slight deviation. The roof pitch, 5-on-12 is required and 4-on-12 is proposed. The dormer area is permitted to be 40% of the third floor area, and they're at 66%, and then the dormer length is 40% of the length of the building. They're at 53.55%. And the third floor deck is outside of the building envelope, and the requirements for inside the building envelope in terms of conditions, they'll incorporate that recharge system into the center of the driveway as discussed, and Jim Roger can take a look at that and approve it. They'll run the governor strip across the entire front of the property other than the driveway. Is it two street trees? Can they only
go with the one?
With the one street tree.
Okay.
Then the other conditions, I'll note anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed, subject to any outside approvals and building codes and all that other stuff, and subject to any representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing, just basically the standard other conditions.
Okay, they have a motion and a second, please. For
motion. Second.
Okay, have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Commissioner Langriff?
Well, there's, you know, development does impact neighbors, and I'm really happy that you came out and then voiced your concerns. They can build a third floor. It would just have to be 6 inches shorter. And I think to get a better product and better interior ceiling heights, I think that 6 inches does it. That's it. What's the interior ceiling height?
8.5.
8.5, so it's not even 9, so... I love the fact that we're keeping an older home and keep a family here in town. So I do support the application. I do want to see some of that runoff put into the ground and the green space added in the governor strip. I think there is an impact, but I think the impact is de minimis to the neighboring property owner. They do have a third floor themselves, so they understand the fact that, that it is an addition that you're allowed to do in the community, in our community. So I do vote yes on the application. I don't think the negatives outweigh the positives in this particular case.
Joe Iannuselli.
They have a very beautiful home. I vote yes as well. It's far away.
Jay Cook.
I vote yes. I think this is a refreshing a housing stock, first of all, within the city, which is congruent with our master plan. They're upgrading a dwelling, investing in the city, which goes to the financial health of the city as well. That's the first thing. They're also being good people and neighbors and investing in our community, making it better from a visual standpoint and enhancing the image of the community overall. Therefore, making the community a better place to live. They're the first basic things you look at. The next things are is going into the building. The building is expansions of a non-conforming use. Uses that they can't change or hide in the rear. They're using it with the best possible way. What they're asking for are de minimis variances that can be applied for, used for, and applied for. The area, for example, in the height is driven by the stairway, which is a design element, which again is something beyond their control. I do not address anything, and this board does not address anything regarding the flood or the compliance, the flood insurance, or whatever the case is. We are moot on that point. So that is solely on yours in there. At the same time, they're doing the best they can to comply. They have addressed the situation of runoff and percolating surfaces. I wish you could do more. If you can find a way, please do it. And the next thing is they're putting a governorship in to make it the streetscape a bit more pleasing to the eye, which goes, again, benefiting all the citizens of the city. With that, I find this building is an asset and should be there. and I must thank our neighbor for having the patience and the forethought with and the courtesy to come out and explain her situation and be gracious enough to understand and do her part and participate in the community as well. You'd be commended. And with that, I rest.
Roman Zabito.
I also vote yes on the application. What more can I say? The variances are justified, so it'll be an aesthetic improvement in the street. And I live on that street, but at the other end, and I walk by when I go to the beach, so it'll be nice.
Dan Smith III.
I'm in favor of the project. It's an improvement for the homeowners, unfortunately, the neighbor's situation is such that I looked at that when I was at the house, and I thought that will work out, but apparently there's an impact that it's going to take place, but overall it's pretty much compliant. They worked with the board here to make changes that would be in a positive way to the drainage, the coverage, and I think it's a nice improvement and also an economic situation for the city, so I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen.
I also vote in favor. I agree with all the comments the board members have made. I sympathize with the neighbor. Hopefully with the cut in on the third floor will create a little bit more light and air for her, and maybe in a year from now it'll be all water under the bridge.
Peter Taco.
I will also vote in favor of the application for all the reasons stated, and again, I do sympathize with the neighbor, but she has a third floor. They're going to have a third floor. Unfortunately, you can't be guaranteed views. I will vote in favor.
Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor. I appreciate the investment in open homes. I like open homes, and so give this a new life. As well as the improvement for the drainage and the green space. I understand it's not an impact-free expansion, but it's done modestly and to scale, and I think it's an overall support the project.
Mayor Haskell.
I also vote yes, and for the I like the idea of keeping the existing house there, but it does not end up in the way.
Okay, check. Mr. and Mrs. Mazzio, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for continuing to be a stockholder and a shareholder in our city.
Mr. Chairman, the next application, I am within 200 feet of that application, and then the last one is a D, so I'm going to excuse myself and recuse from those two applications.
Let the record reflect that Commissioner Landgraf is choosing himself from the board due to conflict, recusing himself due to conflict, and then the other due to his office that he holds as elected official. Thank you for your service this evening, Commissioner. We'll see you again. And the record reflects that the Commissioner is now physically leaving the board. Go PM. All right. No preamble. You're just going to go right through.
Sure.
So he's already sworn.
He's already sworn in.
Does he have to be sworn to this application? He's already sworn in.
You know, I hate to do it, but yeah.
That's fine. I'll go through this quickly because this is a little bit similar to the last application. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Goldstein on behalf of the applicants who are behind me this evening. J. Marshall Goldie. This is for a property, it's actually a stone's throw from the building right here, 10 South Harvard Avenue. Unfortunately, Commissioner Landgraf is on the 200-foot list, so he's not here, because I think he would have some good input here as well. But with me continually on this application as the land.